night.
Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome to the Schmortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Greg. Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. We have stepped once again into the future.
Not again.
Is episode 88, milestone, cabbage, diesel, you name it, candle in the wind. Guys, I'm excited. I've been waiting for this episode ever since episode 37. It is... To be or not to be once more.
Hey, did y'all hear that?
What?
Everybody cutting this podcast off. That's what that noise was.
I can't believe we...
Nice try, Craig, but you can't dampen my spirits now. It's too late.
I can't believe we let him talk us into this again.
I'm still trying to figure out why in the future everybody's going to talk so fast.
I can't figure that out. I had to slow it down.
Look, it's fine now. I have to talk like that when we're traveling through time and space.
Here in southern Tennessee, we're not going to be talking that fast.
Well, I had to travel through time and space, and so here we are.
So we're here now.
So that means the time travel part's over, right?
Well, no. We had to get to the place where our machine just now got working again.
Matthew, can you refresh everybody on what exactly we do in this episode?
To be or not to be. No, this is not a lesson in Shakespeare, ladies and gentlemen.
Or a game, as we promised.
It's a game. It's a fun game-like thing. It's a game.
Okay.
It's where we name an attraction or a restaurant or something of Walt Disney World and ask the question, will it be or not be in the year 2050? So, 32 years from now, give or take.
Yes.
And today we have a specific focus, and that is...
A Ford?
Huh?
A Ford?
No, not a Ford focus. Oh. A specific focus, as in we're talking about future world in Epcot, and we're going to identify what is to be or not to be... in the year 2050. And as you know, listener, if you listen to number 37, if you haven't, we don't know why you haven't, but if you haven't, we encourage you to go back and do that. We have a machine. And Craig, what does that machine do?
I assume it takes us into the future and then we can find out truly if that thing still exists.
Well, yes, it allows for us to talk to our future selves.
Yes, yeah, that's
in the year 2050 and interview them to see if our predictions are correct. So, this is perhaps my favorite segment that we do.
And
this is the second time we've done it.
And Derek is starting to remember how we play this game, and he's starting to get his sick stomach.
You can tell how much my coworkers here enjoy it, as the last one we did was 51 episodes ago.
Well, we want to build the suspense. Well, we should have known that back then, because we went into the future, and we should have known it would be 51 episodes.
Well, I was wondering why my future self was so angry and frustrated. All right, let's start it off. Guys, do one of y'all want to go first?
No. We'll let you go first.
This is a special Thursday bonus edition of Grim Grinning Guys. Guys, to be or not to be in the year 2015.
Living, what did it say 2015?
Living with the land. Will it still be around in the year 2050?
This is a round table part right here.
Yes. And to be or out. Not to be.
I see.
You're going to go first, you want me to?
No, it will not.
Oh.
Because all of our food will be in pill form. And so...
In pill form.
Uh-huh. Like the Jetsons.
So you think the boat ride will be gone completely?
Yes.
No, people like the taste of food too much to... This question went off the rails.
Already?
Already. Derek's purposely trying to derail this.
I've got an answer.
Okay.
Okay, I think it will be, but in a different form. Because I think that all the things that are futuristic right now of what you go through, all things that are futuristic now won't be futuristic then. So I think you'll see a lot more of how we recycle our garbage and reuse that in different ways that's more beneficial. I think you'll see a lot more of that kind of stuff.
Assuming people are going to still recycle.
Well, I think it'll have to be.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a choice.
I think that maybe the better question would have been, will the land pavilion still exist? And I think probably so. And I think, I don't know, I think some version, like you said, Craig, of living with the land is going to stay there. It's kind of been the one of the few Epcot attractions that remains kind of classic Epcot. And I hope it stays that way because it still is futuristic. I mean, it's been around for a while, but a lot of things they're doing, you know, we still aren't doing in our gardens on an everyday basis.
Right.
I mean, I don't have a garden, but people that do, you know.
Well, Matthew, there's only one way to find out, isn't there?
So Derek says absolutely not. Both of you and I say kind of, sort of. I'll tell you what. Let's get in the machine here, and we can talk to my future self.
Where is that machine? No, where is it? Because we have it in storage from 51 episodes ago. Got to dig it out.
Fortunately, we found it.
Oh, okay.
I think it fell out of its ceiling from...
Hello?
Matthew, is that you?
Yeah, who's this?
It's a Derek and Craig from Triple G, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We're the younger version of Craig. We all live at Disney now together.
Oh, yeah. I've been here for a while now.
We have a question for you, Matthew. Okay. Futuristic Matthew.
Yeah, what do you want to know, boys?
Is living with the land or the land pavilion, is it still like it was back in 2018?
The land?
The pavilion.
Over in Epcot.
Over in Epcot.
Yeah, he was there the other day. The pavilion's still there. There's a boat ride in there, but it's weird. It takes you through a vitamin processing center. Because the last couple years, all we've been... We take our food in pill form. We don't actually eat anything.
I knew it.
We just... Oh, yeah, I remember Derek saying something about that. So,
wow.
The ride's honestly kind of dull. You just see people putting vitamins in bottles. But, it's short waits all day long.
But it's still there.
You don't even need a Fast Pass Quadruple Plus to get on it.
Well, I
gotta go.
Well, that was interesting. Wow. So it's still there in pill form.
Sorry, guys. I had to step out. How's my future self?
Well, you couldn't be in the same room as your future self. Remember?
Yeah,
remember Back to the Future and all that.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Well,
when a candle is blown in the wind,
you know, Marty McFly.
Once a candle's blown, it can't be relit.
It can.
Oh my goodness.
Derek, do you have a question about to be or not to be in regards to Future World?
Okay, I have one, Matthew. It is another attraction in Future World. Mission Space.
Ooh.
What is to become of it? Because it's not super popular, and it's not one that we ride every time. We might ride it one every 2 years.
So what's the question you're asking?
Is it going to be around?
I don't think you're asking the question correctly. What is it you're asking?
What am I asking?
Is it,
Craig?
To be or not to be?
Is it to be or not to be?
To be or not? That's a good question, Derek. It's a good question.
That is okay.
What do you think, Craig?
I think it is to be. I think it will still be around, but again, it will still because if we look at all the things in Future World, the reason it's called Future World is because those things are going to happen in the future. So I think space travel maybe right now we're supposed to be flying around jet cars, so I don't know how much things will change, but supposedly we'll probably be doing a lot more traveling in space. So I would say it'll probably be a different ride, but still there'll be some type of thing there. I think the green ride will be gone, I hope, but the orange ride will still be around.
I think this is something that is not to be. I think this ride is one of those that's kind of been not plagued with controversy, but they got barf bags in the ride car, and the green version is so tame, it's like me just laying here in this chair pretty much. And I don't know, there's so much money invested in that program, and I don't think the ride itself is popular enough to warrant all that goes into it. So I think you're going to see a complete overhaul of what Mission Space currently is. And I don't think it'll have anything to do with space travel by the year 2050. I think it's not to be.
I'm kind of torn, like a wishbone, for next week before the turkey is plucked.
Oh, that's going to be a good episode on Monday.
Tune into that.
Thanks, Disving returns.
So, I don't know. I really think I've got to just... I'm going to have to let y'all talk to...
Okay, you have to step out.
So you don't even want to make a prediction. You just want to go ahead and talk to your future self.
I'm so torn between what I think might happen.
Well, step out of the room because you can't see.
Don't mess up the timeline.
You can't talk to your future self.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey?
Derek, it's us. It's Matt.
Hey.
It's Matt and Craig.
We said it's us.
Matt and Craig.
Trig and Fat.
That, not yet.
Is Boone there? Can we talk to him?
Boone? No. He left me in the home.
We had a question for you. It's weird because we're talking to you and Matthew was just there too, but y'all aren't together, are you?
I did see Matthew the other day. We were riding in some kind of boat where they were making pills.
Oh, over at the Land Pavilion.
Yeah. So what were you asking about?
We were going to ask you, Mission Space.
Did Fat leave?
I don't know what happened, man.
Oh.
I'm listening.
No.
Mission Space, is it still there? In the original, like with orange and green and all that?
That building is still there.
A lot's happened in 30 years.
It has. I don't know why.
Derek, we get to the point. What has happened to Mission Space?
Actually, no, they tore it down. Because they needed room.
For what?
For Guardians of the Galaxy 46.
Oh, wow. So they made it even bigger?
Yeah. Yeah, so they got a big one.
Well, Derek, thanks for your
insight.
They
had to do a ride, and they fly around around the Earth.
Oh, no, Craig, we're losing them.
Without a lot of speed.
Well, that was interesting.
Man, that was... Derek, you can come back in now.
Derek, your voice changed a lot.
Does it?
Yes. The course.
Of 32 years.
Probably a lot in just a few seconds, too.
It's like, around all over the country? I mean, all over the world?
I'm glad to know that when we're in our 60s, we're going to sound like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, wow. Tell you what. Well, this has been a thrill. Craig.
So what did happen to it?
Well, they said they turned it into a Guardians of the Galaxy ride. I guess they expanded on the ride that was there.
I see.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. He sounded very confused. He could have been totally wrong. Craig, do you have any questions to be or not to be?
I was wondering, and I don't know if you know if it's considered Future World, but Club Cool.
That is Future World.
I was kind of wondering if it would still be around because, I mean, it's popular, but I just wonder if it'll last until 2050.
It is indeed popular.
Do you think it will be or not to be?
I think Club Cool... again, I think it's going to something that will not to be
not
at 2050.
To be.
I think just
why?
The direction
is Coca-Cola going bankrupt?
No, but the direction that Disney's heading is they're going to put something in that space that they can make more of a profit off of. And I
a
don't,
Starbucks,
maybe an enlarged Starbucks. I don't see them continuing to offer just free little soft drinks like that. Granted, they do sell Coke memorabilia in there, but I think. With how quickly a lot of times sponsors change out, I just think you're going to see something in there that's more of a
and they do have
money
the Coke store
attraction.
At Disney Springs,
right?
So I don't know.
What about you, Derek?
I think it is to be, but actually Beverly will not to be.
Think the Beverly will be gone?
Yeah,
huh?
I do think that. So I don't know if that helps. I don't know who we're trying to help with this episode. But
I don't either.
We're not helping the soul, but
I,
hey.
I,
It's a Thursday episode. We're having fun.
I seem to think that it will still be around.
This is fun.
I did.
I still think it'll be around. I think it'll be close to like it is. I don't know.
I think I'm the Mr. Negative today.
I want to go get a Bebo.
Everything will be gone.
Do you mean to? You mean walk out of the room?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go ahead and take a step out, Craig. Well, Derek, here we are in the future, and I think we've got Craig from 2050 here.
Craig
on the line. Craig, how you doing?
Hey guys, how are y'all?
What?
We're good. You haven't aged a day.
Well, I've had lots of surgeries.
Must have.
Yeah.
That's you get that larynx.
It's
operation.
I mean, yeah. I got a new voice box. It's great.
You must have come into some money.
Listen to this, guys.
Greatness. Still Craig.
How is he not in the hospital now?
I don't know. I bet he's still doing voiceover.
Good for you, Craig. I mean, from what we understand, Derek and I, our future selves, we just really let ourselves go.
We did.
Yeah. I hang out with y'all quite a bit. And y'all are pretty bad shape.
Craig's the one taking care of us.
Yeah. Craig, what do you guys need?
We were wondering, is Club Cool going to, is it still around over at Epcot?
Oh.
Future World?
Well, if we go back to like it was in 2018, no, it's nothing like that. It's still there, but it's nothing like, it's more like what's over at Disney, at Disney Springs. It's more like where they, you know, have different samples and things like that. But I got bad news for you guys. All of Club Cool has been transferred into a Beverly now.
Oh, no.
Because that is the popular drink. I mean, everybody loves the Beverly.
Everybody loves Beverly.
Yeah.
Does it help you keep your voice?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the secret.
It must help with the flavor of the food pills.
You've got Beverly and carbonated water, your two choices now.
Wow.
So,
soda water.
Got a bright.
Oh, wait. Yeah, guys, I got to go. I got to go catch you guys, y'all.
Oh, no. Craig, come on back in. Yeah, an age to day.
Time trips are getting shorter and shorter.
Well, the machine can only hold together for so long.
What did Craig say? What did Future Craig say?
He said that it's all Beverly now.
He sounded good, though.
I'm about to say, it's probably sad how bad he sounds, isn't it?
He says
he's so old.
He says he's had a lot of surgeries.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's left his kids a tremendous amount of debt
having
those surgeries. But
So
he says it's still there in some form.
Wow.
All right, guys, I got another one here. To be or not to be, the Fountain of Nations. To be or not to be, the Fountain of Nations right there in the middle of Future World, kind of between interventions. They have a lot of fountain shows on there from time to time. To be or not to be, the Fountain of Nations with the new Epcot Future World redesign.
Not to be.
Any idea why?
Because water is going to be under strict,
Derek's really taking these
governmental control, and so all the water flowing through Epcot will be.
I tell you what, Disney's going to have a hard time if they have no control over water. There's not going to be many attractions left, as many boat rides as they have.
I'm going to say not to be, simply because they're just going to put something else there. I mean, I think the fountains are neat, but I think most people just walk by them and don't even recognize the water's going upside down or whatever sometimes. So I'm going to say not to be.
I, too, am going to say not to be because of the entire redesign. And with that, let's just get a – I think we're all saying it's not going to be there, but let's talk to future me. I'll step out, and we'll get an answer from him.
All right, here we are, back in the future.
Oh, I missed you guys. Welcome back.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what do you need to know now?
Hey, we talked to Derek and Craig a while ago. Future, they sounded okay.
Yeah, and old Craig, he thinks he's better than the both of us. He's got all these surgeries. And I don't got money to do that. He thinks he's better than us riding in on his white horse now. Thinks he can solve the world.
He is riding a white horse?
Well, what do you want to know? Go ahead and get it over with. You done made me mad.
Okay, the fountain, if they may not be there anymore, but I'm going to, those Fountains of Nations right there that used to be at your Club Cool.
Yeah.
Are those still there?
No.
What happened to them?
They're gone.
What's there now?
They're gone.
What's there?
Right now you got a big jungle gym modeled after Frozen 4.
Frozen Thor?
Frozen Four.
Four.
It's a hybrid movie they did with Anna and Elsa and the Fantastic Four when they acquired the rights.
Wow.
And it's just a big program. Ah!
What happened? Matthew, come back in.
That was amazing.
Hey, guys.
He just like, I don't know, we need to check him. I think he just had a heart attack. Or we're sitting there talking to him.
You know, if I can make it to 2050, I'll be happy. I will have lived a good life.
You may have, because that's a... He did say, though, that they are no longer there, that there is a jungle gymnasium.
Oh, cool. I bet the kids like that.
Yeah. It's based upon Anna and Elsa and the Fantastic Four.
Frozen Four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Derek, do you have any more questions?
I don't think I do. I don't want to visit myself
Craig,
again.
Craig, one more today?
Yeah, I've got one more.
Okay.
I want to know, innovations, will there be anything in there?
That's a good question.
Will there be or not to be anything in there in the innovations, besides a cool place to lay down sleep?
Yeah, to be. There's going to be plenty in innovations, and I think part of this whole redesign in the main area is probably to reinvigorate those buildings. Then again, they could flatten everything, but I don't see that happening. I think they're in the process probably of working on something big to take those, because those are, I mean, big spaces, mm-hmm. and a lot that can be done in there. Derek?
So Innoventions is what, officially four buildings?
I suppose, yes.
I would say.
Yeah.
And the only one that I think is going to come down is the one directly behind Club Cool.
Okay.
And because that's the only way they're going to get rid of the smell.
They do have that smell there.
In that building. Ooh, for some reason. I think the other three are going to be fine. They're going to do more character meets, and I think they bring back some of All Thrills.
They need to.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
They need to.
Great attraction.
Well, there's only one way to find out, guys.
Just
talk to Future Craig. Craig, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What happened?
You've aged a lot in the last...
Guys, these surgeries don't last very long. That's why I had a whole bunch of them.
Is there anything in innovations now? Interventions?
Yeah. There's... They're putting new inventions coming around in there.
Inventions and innovations.
What kind of inventions?
It's more like a science fair. You see, everything's always changing here in 2050, and we just try to keep up with the times and have the latest and greatest things coming out. Just
like what?
There's you guys remember back in 2017, the talking Mickey?
Yeah.
Now you have a breakdancing Mickey.
Oh, wow. Breakdancing.
That's very futuristic. And,
it's kind of amazing things they do now. Guys, I got to go.
Oh, no. We're losing him.
I think Matthew's falling down again.
We're losing him. Dude. That may have been the best.
Hey, guys. What I miss?
Greg, you just
Does he still sound great?
No.
He did not sound near as good.
What happened?
His voice surgery didn't last very long.
I'm pretty sure you're near death.
No.
That was the best future interview segment we have ever conducted on this show.
Was Matthew okay?
He wasn't either. I don't know.
Your old man laugh is fantastic.
Derek, you've got to go back to Derek one more time to check on them.
Oh.
Is there not one more question you have, Derek?
Well, I guess I could ask about the dining in Future World.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Electric Umbrella and Sunshine Seasons. I enjoy both of these establishments, and so I've only eaten at Electric Umbrella once, but I did enjoy it, and I like that it's pretty quiet in there because not a whole lot of people go there. So I would wonder what kind of dining is in Future World.
Well, I don't even want to speculate. Let's just talk to Future.
I don't either, because evidently they're just taking pills anyway.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting.
All right, here we go.
I'm anxious to see how Derek's going to answer this. Derek, are you there?
I'm here.
Derek, tell us about Electric Umbrella. Is it still around?
The who?
The Electric Umbrella restaurant in Epcot.
Oh, that's closed now. It's just a dispensary. Hey, Derek, who are they talking to?
What's going on over here?
Wait. Oh, no. Tell them to stay away. They can't
hurt it. You guys,
hey, get away, fat
my cellular phone, and I can't talk.
Get away!
That was close.
It just happened.
We almost messed up the whole.
What did y'all do?
I wanted to talk to my future self.
You know the rules, Matthew.
You know, our listeners may not be able to tell, but it's very late in the graveyard. You can probably tell by the content that you're getting. So let's go right to the. We hope you. We haven't helped us all today.
Hey, nobody's listening right now.
Nobody's listening at this point.
We've been turned off by everybody.
Absolutely. That's all right. We had fun speculating on the future of Future World. And that takes us to a segment we like to call
Grim
Grinning
Greatness.
Hey, but if they did stick around, they got blessed with that gem of a laugh. It is my turn, I do believe. Guys, what on this Grim Grinning Greatness question? What is the one thing in Future World that you do hope is still around in 2050? What's the one thing you hope is around in 2050? And I am going to say, I hope that the Living Seas Pavilion, or, well, it's now the Seas Pavilion. I hope the Seas Pavilion is still around in some form. I don't know if the Nemo, I don't really care about the Nemo overlay, but I love the Seas Pavilion. I think it's good for all ages, and you know, who knows with the way animal rights go, the way, you know, who knows what they're going to do with the aquarium. But 32 years is a long time in the future, but I hope that the Living Seas, I'll call it the Living Seas, I hope the pavilion's still around and very similar to what it is now, maybe even with a better dark ride than what it has. Craig?
I hope Mouse Gear, no, I'm joking.
Oh, there'll be plenty of stores. Don't worry about that.
I really hope, and again, this sounds what course credit is going to be there, but I hope that Spaceship Earth remains like it is. I know they're about to do a 2-year renovation of Spaceship Earth.
2-year renovation? That's crazy.
But, you know, I don't know what they're going to do to change it up or how, but I hope it's still somewhat like it is now, and I hope they don't go crazy to try to update it for whatever reason. Yeah. It's a popular ride right now. People are always in line for it. It's first thing in the park you come to. I just hope they don't change it up too drastically.
I agree. It's a good answer. Derek?
Well, I think I'm kind of like you. I like the ride, Soarin'. I don't like this current iteration of it.
Mm, yeah.
But I hope that ride system survives. Because I think when it was developed, it was really ingenious. And it's a true conceptual genius, I think, and then to pull it off the way they did, I think that was truly amazing. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
And speaking
except of maybe not so much with Soarin' Over the World.
Not so much. Future World. What is the future of Future World? We may not know. We can talk to ourselves in the future, but the lines get a little
please,
blurred.
Please let that not happen again.
Don't worry. In 51 episodes, we'll go back. Listeners, we thank you for sticking around with us to this point.
No guarantees.
It has been I've had fun. I think we've shared a lot of laughs today. And
you've got to tune in for Monday.
You've got to be tuning in for Monday. It's an annual holiday tradition. Thanks, Disney Volume 2.
Not saying it.
And we will be giving out the cranberry sauce can of honor. So
of course you will.
Looking forward to that.
We appreciate better eat some cranberry sauce between now and then.
Ugh.
Absolutely. I'm going to eat 6 cans.
I'll eat the other 6 in the case.
And I will not eat any.
We thank you for tuning in today, and we hope you've had fun with us as well. As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Just me and this parakeet sitting here.
Have you got a peg leg too? We rode that.
Are you Irish now, by the way? Something's happened to you,
buddy. I don't know.
It's like when Peter Paulson.
Top of the morning to you.
going Jamaican.
I did see Matthew the other day.
Hey, who's got your lucky charms, Derek?
Serving a lot of breath. I was checking on Matthew. I think he had a heart attack.
I don't know what to say.
I don't either.
Greg, just tell us his